Lone Star Christmas, Coldwater, Texas Series, Book 1, by Dolores Fawson. Narrated by Will Dameron. Chapter 1. Dad's stuffed things just didn't scream Christmas wedding invitation for Cal and Laramie, even when the dead stuffed thing, an armadillo named Billy, was draped with gold tinsel, a bridal veil, and was holding a bouquet of what appeared to be tiny poinsettias in his little armadillo hands. Then again, when the bride-to-be, Rosie Muldoon, was a taxidermist, Callan supposed a photo like that hit the more normal range of possibilities for invitation choices. Well, normal-ish, anyway. No one had ever accused Rosie of being conventional, and even though he hadn't seen her in close to 14 years, Billy's bridal picture was proof that her non-normalcy hadn't changed during that time. Dragging in a long breath that Callan figured he might need, he opened the invitation. What was printed inside wasn't completely unexpected, not really, but he was glad he'd taken that breath. Like most invitations, it meant he'd have to do something, and doing something like this often meant trudging through the past. "Y'all are invited to the wedding of Buck McCall and Rosie Muldoon, Christmas Eve at noon in the Lightning Bug Inn on Main Street, Coldwater, Texas. Reception to follow." So, Buck had finally popped the question, and Rosie had accepted. Again, no surprise. Not on the surface, anyway, since Buck had started courting Rosie several years after both of them had lost their spouses about a decade and a half ago. But Callan still got a bad feeling about this. The bad feeling went up a notch when he saw that the printed RSVP at the bottom had been lined through and the words handwritten there. "Please come. Buck needs to see you. Rosie." Yes, this would require him to do something. She'd underlined the please and the needs, and it was just as effective as a heavyweight's punch to Callan's gut, one that knocked him into a time machine and took him back 18 years, to that time when he'd first laid eyes on Buck, and then on Rosie shortly thereafter. Oh, man. Callan had just turned 14, and the raw anger and bad memories had been eating holes in him. Sometimes they still did. Buck had helped with that. Heck, maybe Rosie had too, but the four mostly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?